the last visit of a pope was the chief pastor of the Catholic Church coming to visit the Catholic community to celebrate its sacraments and strengthen them in faith. This is quite different. The first images of this visit will be the Queen and Pope Benedict. So this is quite different. This has never been seen before. So it is a continuation, if you like, of that healing of an ancient tension. And here is the Pope invited by the monarch to address the people. And he is a Pope with a vision that is so deeply rooted in a clear, inspired understanding of humanity that he will know how to speak to a European capital city, a world capital city, in which so many different influences are found, so many different faiths ebb and flow, and so much misunderstanding exists about the possibilities around religious belief. So, you know, this visit is being planned and can be unpacked in a way like quite different from the last, and a way that can engage people. You might think this, from some points of view, a bit of a surprise. But here's the Pope, and he's here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a bit of Sunday. One of those days, Friday, he will not celebrate Mass publicly. You think, well, Popes come to celebrate Mass. He will not celebrate Mass publicly on Friday, because the Friday of the program is a day in which he reaches out and wants to be inclusive. So there's the educational aspect and on the Friday morning, and then vitally important interfaith initiative, which actually will be focused on leadership in the community, not so much on interfaith dialogue, but how does faith energize these leaders in our society? And that's what the Catholic Church wants to be seen to do, to bring leaders who are inspired by faith together to explore that dynamic between leadership, maybe in the city, in industry, in the health service, wherever it might be, that leadership with the inspiration of faith. And then he'll speak from Westminster Hall, you know, in really possibly the most important address of the whole visit, in that historic setting which captures so much of the history of this country, which poignantly is the place where Thomas More was condemned to death. But he, from that point, in a setting which, if you think of the great iconic moments, that must be one of them, he will address civic society. And I'm quite sure, you know, we'll start at the point at which everybody can enter. And he will encourage, he'll invite, he will have, as he were, try to cast a bit of light. But it will not be a proselytizing act at all. And then from there, he goes to Westminster Abbey, another unbelievably iconic thing, where you've got the two queens, and he will visit that tomb and stop at the tomb of the unknown soldier. So there will be prayer in the middle of this day in which is reaching out to right across our society. And then on the Saturday, then it becomes again a bit more centered on the Catholic community as he celebrates Mass in Westminster Cathedral, and then we hope an evening open vigil of prayer before the beatification on the Sunday.